Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. What do you do with the scraps of food left on your plate or spoiled leftovers in your fridge? Maybe you compost them or put them down your disposal, but many people just throw away unwanted food, meaning it ends up in landfills. Some institutions and businesses donate leftovers to food pantries or make sure they're composted. But now there's another option. Jordan Dairy Farms in the central Massachusetts town of Rutland has 700 cows. They produce a lot of milk and a lot of manure. But the surprise of visiting this place is that the stench that hangs over so many other dairy farms is unusually light here. That's thanks to a cluster of industrial-looking equipment alongside the barns and milking parlors that converts manure and food waste into energy. It's a technology set to expand in Massachusetts. During our visit to Jordan Dairy Farms, a tanker truck arrives and backs up near two huge metal tanks that look like silos. Technician Joe Bouchard supervises as the truck driver connects a thick hose to an underground pipe to offload 1,500 gallons of liquefied food waste. This apparatus has been widely used in Europe for decades. It's called an anaerobic digester.
Liquid running through a tube.
Uh-huh. We can hear it flowing.
It came from Home Market Foods down in Norwood, Mass., and they make pre-cooked meatballs, Swedish meatballs, buffalo wings, and some sausages.
So through this tube right now is coming grease and meatball bits and oils and going into the digester.
A little bit of water because they have to clean their machines.
We're standing next to it. There's no odor. And also the noise that you hear, the most noise you hear is from a tractor in back of us. But there's no noise from the facility. And every mixer and the engine are all running as we speak.
That's Bill Jorgensen. He formed the company Ag Green Energy with three farmers, including the owner of Jordan Dairy Farms, to build anaerobic digesters around the state. This equipment produces energy by mixing just the right ratio of manure and food waste. Jorgensen compares the process to a recipe.
This is just like making a cake, okay?
So. Except maybe one that regular people wouldn't want to eat.
Well, yeah, except we're not eating this.
Every day, this machinery processes 45 tons of food waste and 25 tons of manure. The food comes from a dozen companies, including some of the state's largest food producers.
Hood, which is a large dairy and ice cream people. Cabot, okay, which is, you know, cheeses and things like this. Cane's, which makes mayonnaise and salad dressings and so forth. KM, which makes all the ballpark franks for the Boston Red Sox.
The energy created comes in part from methane in the cow manure. That gas bubbles up from the waste and is captured inside the digester. A nearby trailer houses a massive generator.
The generator takes the gas from the digester, burns that gas, makes electricity out of it, and puts that electricity back out onto the grid.
The gunky mixture of food and manure that's left over is stored in a 1 million gallon tank, but it's not wasted. It's used as fertilizer on the corn and hay fields that feed the cows. Jorgensen says that fertilizer is so nutrient-rich that since the farm began using it, its crop yields have doubled. So the digester has multiple benefits.
You're producing enough energy to take care of 500 homes in Massachusetts at the same time as we get rid of the odor and at the same time as we have the fertilizer to put back onto the fields.
How did you decide you wanted a digester?
Power.
Randy Jordan owns Jordan Dairy Farms with his brother and father.
Electricity bill is one of our largest things here at the farm. It goes our mortgage, grain bill, electricity. And electricity's going nowhere but up.
Jordan, whose nickname for the digester is Big Bertha, says being a farmer is a constant financial struggle. Besides selling milk wholesale, he also makes money by renting out his property for weddings and raising turkeys to sell for holiday meals. He's also banking on his anaerobic digester to keep him in business. It cost $3.5 million, which he split with several business partners, including Bill Jorgensen. Government grants also helped. The farm makes money from fees food companies pay to drop off waste and by selling the energy created. On top of that, the farm saves money by producing its own power and fertilizer. all reasons why Tony Connors from the Town of Westport's Energy Committee paid a visit to Jordan Dairy Farms to look into constructing a digester of its own.
We started this strictly to save money on electricity, but the more you look into it, you start seeing that there's a much larger picture, which in fact has to do with things like farm waste. And that's really what intrigues us.
Expect to see more anaerobic digesters in Massachusetts in coming years. That's because next July, a new state regulation is slated to take effect. It would ban businesses or institutions that produce large amounts of food waste, like colleges and hotels and hospitals, from putting it into landfills. On top of that, by the year 2020, at least 20% of the state's power will have to come from renewable sources, a quarter of that from digesters. You can see pictures of our visit to Jordan Dairy Farms, but no smells, at WBUR.org. This story was produced by Lynn Joliker.